Hey, Love Tribe. Today's episode is brought to you by one of my personal favorites, Cozy Earth. They've got something special for all the mothers out there. So anyone who wants to shower the special woman in their lives with love and the comfort they deserve, listen up. Hands down, Cozy Earth has the best sheets, bedding, pajama sets, and more. So today, I'm excited to share that Relationship Advice listeners get an exclusive 35% off discount. Simply go to cozyearth.com and use the promo code I do at checkout. The first time I tried their bamboo sheets, I was blown away. The comfort level is insane. I just love slipping into their seriously soft and cool sheets after a long day. And for a mom who knows that the struggle of sleep deprivation is real, Cozy Earth's temperature regulating technology has been a lifesaver. No more waking up sweating or freezing. But what really sold me is the quality of the bamboo sheets. They are by far the most comfortable sheets I have ever slept in. They are made to last years, which they have. I think at this point I have about 6 sets of them. And they have a 100-night sleep-free trial and a 10-year warranty, so you know you're getting something that is going to stick around. So if you're ready to prioritize your sleep health and treat yourself or the mom in your life to the luxury she deserves, head on over to cozyearth.com and use the promo code IDO for an exclusive 35% off. Because every mom deserves a good night's sleep, and with Cozy Earth, you can finally get the rest you need. Let's talk about a struggle many of us know all too well. Losing weight. Remember those days when everyone was on a juice cleanse or just basically hangry all the time? That was no fun for anyone. Well, there's a better, more sustainable way to shed those pounds. Today, I want to introduce you to Row Body. It's not your typical weight loss program. Instead of all the gimmicks, they offer access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. But here's the real deal. They pair these shots with simple lifestyle changes, helping you lose 15 to 20% of your weight in a year on average and actually keep it off. Plus, over 200,000 people have already seen results with Row Body. So what sets Row Body apart? The support. They handle all the insurance stuff for you and give you access to a provider whenever you need them. And the best part, you can sign up online from home, no doctor's appointments and no waiting rooms. Say goodbye to those days of hangry juice cleanses. With Row Body, losing weight is straightforward and sustainable. Take that first step today and say hello to a healthier, happier you. Kickstart your weight loss journey the right way and head to row.co/IDO. That's row.co/IDO. Sign up today for just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Remember, medication costs are separate. That's row.co/IDO.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show, where I welcome Stephanie Wickstrom. And Stephanie is a licensed counselor and founder of Counseling and Wellness Center of Pittsburgh. Stephanie's clinical specialty lies in preventative care, wellness, and providing relationship counseling to couples who are in relationship distress and supporting relationship recovery in all phases of love. And today, Stephanie and I talk about conflict resolution. We talk about what to do when conflict comes up and how to navigate it better so that we can have happy and healthy relationships. It's not that we're not going to have conflict in relationships. Unfortunately, that is a part of relating. I wouldn't even say unfortunately. I think that's actually where we can learn the most about ourselves and others is through conflict and how we're able to manage it. I know it's an area, probably one of the bigger areas for us all that we could work on, because that's where the triggers are. That's where the childhood wounds lie. And often conflict is about much deeper things than arguing about who did or did not do the dishes or take out the garbage, you name it. So you guys will really enjoy today's conversation. I know I did. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy today's show. Hi, Stephanie. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Hi. Thank you, Chase, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We talk a lot about conflict on this show and all the tools that we can use to help resolve conflict in a healthy way. And it's not always about just preventing conflict. Conflict's going to come up in our relationships, but it's how do we navigate it in the healthiest way possible? And you have a nice tool called the Conflict Resolution Plan that you use to help your couples resolve conflict. So let's start by having you tell us why you enjoy helping couples resolve conflict, and then we'll dive into the Conflict Resolution Plan.
Absolutely. So, conflict resolution is in line with, my life, my practice philosophy is about prevention and wellness. So I'm the founder of a company called the Counseling and Wellness Center of Pittsburgh. And, when we talk about wellness, we really mean looking at ways to help people stay healthy, to get healthy. So that always is going to include how do we prevent them from becoming sick. And, when we look at relationship disease, marital satisfaction, divorce, those can be prevented if we have the right tools to help people be happier together. So the biggest part of that is really how do we prevent conflict from deteriorating a relationship, because conflict is a necessary part of a happy, healthy relationship. So, they're very specific interventions and processes that can, help those arguments from going overboard or fighting unfair or toxic or, abusive kinds of behaviors, and instead embodying relationship best practices. So that's what I'm excited to share with you and, our communities here in Western Pennsylvania.
Let's talk about an example couple who has the same argument over and over. It might not be about necessarily the same thing, but the conflict tends to degrade the relationship in the same way. It's not productive. Where can they start in trying to resolve conflict better?
Yeah. So that's a big question. So a sample couple who is noticing a peak in conflict, they should really try to understand first what is the trigger, what is happening here, because it's probably not about the garbage. It's probably not about how we're managing our household or checking in with each other through the day. It's definitely something else. So that's where professional help gets, it becomes very helpful to start to tease out what really is happening here beneath the surface. In some of these processes can help you to, therapize your own relationship outside of the therapy room. But, so understanding most of all what we do is going to be aimed at truly understanding. And in order to understand our partner, we need to listen in a specific way and respond in a specific way, manage our own emotions very deliberately, and be aware of our partner's emotions and triggers and personalities.
What is one of the ways that we can listen in a specific way?
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of different exercises. I practice from something called the Gottman method, and maybe you've heard of that. It's a pretty well-known therapeutic style that works to support couples. And one of the one of the best exercises is called the Gottman Rapoport. And the Rapoport was an exercise created by a hostage, a very skilled hostage negotiator, who recognized that in order to have influence on someone, first, they need to know that we understand them. So this is created to disrupt that tendency that we have to like listen and maybe nod and then say, yes, but, right? Here's my point of view. So that's the most classic pattern of conflict communication that we see in a lot of couples that don't have therapeutic training or have done a lot of their own research are probably falling into that range of just they're invalidating people, not on purpose. But when we look at the Rapoport is going to call us to summarize, right? So we're going to summarize what it is that we're hearing and then acknowledge how what we're hearing makes sense. So summarizing it and then validating it. So it's sort of a two-part process there. And that's a really good place to start if you're noticing a lot of conflict.
I love the hostage negotiator coming into the relationship field because, yeah, I mean, that's a high stakes situation. Feelings, emotions are high, and this guy's got to come in and try to understand this hostage taker. And so is that one of the big things that he was saying is trying to make sure that the criminal feels understood and basically taking those skills and applying them to our relationship. So with the question that he's asking is, would he be summarizing? Is that what he brought to the table in those situations?
Yeah. So, the four steps to this are, you know, first, the listener really needs to get prepared. Like you need to open yourself up to another world's view, and recognize that maybe you don't have the right answers. So listening is hard, but that's really where it starts. So, and then you're going to listen a little harder, right? So you're attuning to the emotion that you're hearing. So if just to stick with that metaphor of the hostage negotiator, if somebody is completely deranged with, you know, a weapon and you just tell them, hey, put that down. You can't do that. You're probably not going to sway them. So you need to get curious about them and really lean in. Like, what's going on for you? What is happening? Why do you think that this is the right thing to do right now, right? And you do that in a non-judgmental and non-defensive. And it's easy for me to sit here and talk about this as a hypothetical, but it's hard to do that in the moment, especially if your partner is upset with something that you maybe are doing. So that, you know, moving away from that defensiveness and then the listener, whatever they've heard, then they are going to summarize and then validate what they've heard.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Do you want to know one of my favorite meals? It's a slice of toasted bread with tomato, mozzarella, basil, olive oil, salt and pepper, and a little drizzle of balsamic glaze. Makes my heart happy. It's so simple. It's so delicious. And I love that all the ingredients get to show off their individual flavors. I used to eat it all the time as my easy go-to meal. And then all of a sudden, there was a ton of messaging out there telling me that I shouldn't eat carbs and that I shouldn't eat bread and that bread is bad. And I hate to admit it, but I cut out bread entirely for the longest time. And it wasn't until recently that I started to understand that not all bread is created equal. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein, and fiber. I highly recommend that you give their bread a try. They're giving Relationship Advice listeners 10% off when you visit hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. I was so excited to discover Hero Bread. It's truly amazing, and they've made a product that is tasty and soft while having 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and high in fiber. I'm not going to lie, their white bread is so good, and it makes the best tomato and mozzarella sandwich. Last week, Stella and I were back in Florida visiting our family, and we all walked to the lake, and the only bread we had in the house was Hero Bread. So we grabbed a slice, walked to the lake, and by the time we got there, Stella had eaten the whole piece of bread and, of course, wanted more. So the poor ducks didn't get any Hero Bread, but Stella did. Since I had cut out bread for a while, every time I ate low-quality bread, my body felt bad. It felt bloated, and I didn't feel great. But with Hero Bread, I feel good after eating it, which makes my life so much easier because now I can go back to my easy grab-and-go sandwiches when I'm on the run. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code IDO at checkout. That's IDO at hero.co. Money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. While worrying about it doesn't help a ton, Earnin actually does. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with that unexpected trip to the vet or the last minute gift for loved ones without any stress, letting you and your partner focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans to feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt trap, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download Earnin app, type in Relationship Advice under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Relationship Advice under Podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What are some tips for really coming into ourselves in the moment and actually listening and not thinking about how we're going to respond? Because I find it's easy to get these tips and to try to apply them. But when we're in the heat of the moment, sometimes we're not listening. We're just thinking about how our partner's wrong or how we're going to respond.
Yeah, it's a great point. And so two things I would recommend. First of all, in order to listen, we really need to be biologically able to listen. So I say that because sometimes people are flooded. They're in a state of diffuse hyperarousal. And that means that they're in fight or flight mode. And we know that when someone is in fight or flight mode, they're completely, their resources are overwhelmed and they're not going to be able to listen. With that in mind, I instruct couples to use pulse oximeters. Lots of people have Apple iWatches and other technological devices that can help them to keep track of their heart rate. So if your heart rate is like over 85, 90 beats per minute, then you should definitely take a break. Take a 20-minute break and, get yourself back into a more calm mindset that's able to listen and problem solve, because, you know, otherwise this is not going to be successful. But as long as you're ensuring that you are in a balanced state, you might want to take notes, right? You might want to write down what is it that you're actually hearing, because, you know, when we're writing or typing it out, we're going to be a little bit more focused on what we're hearing and not focusing as much on our feelings.
Do you know any couples that actually have like the heart rate monitor and use that? Because that's valuable.
It absolutely. And it's very, you know, because most of us, even every iPhone has a heart rate monitor. You know, you can use apps that are free to monitor your heart rate. So that biofeedback is huge in what we do. And yeah, I coach people on that. Is like basically day one in couples therapy, we're going to work on this because it's so important.
So we make sure we're calm. We can get curious, getting to a space that maybe putting the ego aside, you know, is a big part of this, not thinking that we have all the answers, and then summarize what our partner is saying so that they feel heard and understood. And then we're going to respond. And basically in using some of these same tools, is there anything in the response that we can do deliberate in a specific way?
So my number one favorite therapy trick in couples therapy or any situation is to validate, right? Validate. And that means that we are acknowledging what has been said and how it makes sense, right? So that means, so I hear you saying that you get very worried whenever I come home late, and I understand how that would be, provoke anxiety in you, and your worldview, your irritation, your hurt, it makes sense to me given this situation. So that has the most calming effect. And, you know, we use that in trauma-focused therapy, validation. Then there are certain personality types that are not very good at validating, right? Because empathy might be missing. But the more we become empathetic and aware of what other people are feeling, I think most of us, become really good at validating those emotions too.
So let's go back to that couple that has this reoccurring conflict, or it doesn't have to be about a specific thing, but it just goes the same way. They're going to try to use these tools to resolve it better. Is there a way to get in front of it so that we're not going down, you know, a path of conflict? Let's say it's coming up again, and we've talked about it in past episodes that we use like a kind of a safe word, like yellow light, like, hey, look, we're at the start of this same argument. Let's not do this. And we can kind of stop it dead in its tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I encourage everyone in their conflict resolution plan to embody small things often. So small things often, that means that you are going to schedule conversations, so making sure that you allot that time in your day to talk about things before they turn into big conflicts. So, I think that our irritations are meaningful and significant, and they also contain curative power, right? So whatever the problem is, there's also a solution in there somewhere. And so by digging into those things in a really intentional way, we can prevent those conflicts from growing bigger. So, I would schedule those conversations at least on a weekly basis to have like an emotional clearinghouse conversation discussion. Maybe that's something that's about an hour long, and you are going to, you know, purposely talk about the things that have come up for you, and to do it using a structure that encourages more understanding. So you might also, if one of those personality types tends to like be very good at sharing often, then they might want to journal in between those emotional clearinghouse conversations, just so they're not putting too much negative feedback into daily interactions. So it depends on like the personality types and what exactly we're working with, but I would encourage, you know, sharing and being really honest about it and doing it in a framework that ensures success.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. If you're tuning into today's show, you're probably aware that mental health and relationship challenges are a part of life, but they don't have to define you, and you're not alone. If you've ever wished that you could join a conversation with an expert and call into a show in a similar vein as relationship advice, here's an opportunity for you. If you're navigating something messy, call the Dr. John Deloney Show. His show recently hit top 5 of all podcasts on Apple Podcasts, and for a good reason. With a PhD in counseling and 2 decades of experience sitting with people, Dr. Deloney brings practical advice on how to connect with others, face depression, overcome anxiety, and find true wellness. This caller-driven show tackles real-life issues from relationships to emotional well-being. Dr. Deloney walks alongside people just like you as they navigate tough decisions. So no matter what you're going through, the Dr. John Deloney Show is here for you. Send your questions, leave a voicemail at 844-693-3291, or email askjohn@ramseysolutions.com. They want to talk to you. Listen to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or follow the link on our website. Hey, Love Tribe. I have just a few questions for you. I want to know why you are here listening to the podcast. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner and you want to feel truly heard? Or are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? Or do you just long for those fun, giggly moments of connection that you used to have at the beginning of your relationship? Well, over the last decade of hosting this podcast, those were the main reasons people tuned into the show. And we get it. We've been there. So we created our course, Spark My Relationship, because we wanted to put those tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. We're offering $100 off our course, Spark My Relationship, which is a self-paced course designed to help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner and have an amazing time doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 therapists and psychologists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. So to unlock this special offer of our course, our listeners can visit sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock to get $100 off. That's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock.
Journaling can be so valuable. And we had a guest share that they would journal and then they would have these check-ins, like this emotional clearinghouse. And oftentimes by the time they came around to the check-in, they didn't really even feel the need to bring up the thing that was bothering them.
Yes. Yeah. So containment, right? That's what we would really call that in therapeutic lingo, containing those emotions. Because so it's ironic, right? We're talking about healthy communication, the importance of communicating. But then, you know, if you are that kind of person that you're noticing things a lot and you're really self-aware, sometimes containment can really be a secret to helping your relationship and just your own well-being, feel a little bit better.
What are some things we can ask ourselves when it comes to that? I'm definitely someone that can overanalyze and overthink, and it's been valuable to journal and sit with things. But sometimes I struggle with the idea of when do I bring something forward and when do I process it on my own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially for couples, because up to 70% of the things that we disagree about in our relationship are perpetual issues. So isolating what might be a perpetual issue versus what is a novel and solvable issue is important, right? So if this is one of our perpetual things and maybe we are married to a procrastinator, and if a procrastinator and someone who's a little bit more proactive might make a that could cause some difficulties in that relationship, right? So trying to really figure out what are perpetual issues versus what is something that can be solvable, so that if you are bringing something up, I'm a fan for sharing as much as you can when you can, as long as you're doing it in a proactive, emotionally sensitive way, then there really shouldn't be any conversation that you can't have. But, you know, whenever you're bringing it forward, to talk about what you're feeling and to talk about what you need, right? Because it's, if we're just like galloping out with, you know, with these criticisms or attacks, then that's going to lead to more conflict, right? We can see where that's going to go as soon as it exits one person's mouth. But if they train themselves to, okay, I've been thinking about this, do I bring it up? And you err on bringing it to the forefront, doing it in a way that maybe is a little different than you've done before, because not all discussions, they don't need to lead to, like, you know, a blowout or, days of being upset whenever we do it right. And in fact, we can predict with about 90% accuracy where a conversation is going to go based on how you start it.
That is a very interesting point, because I'm willing to bet it's based on your tone, and if you're using you language versus I language, we can tell how it's going to go.
Exactly. So feelings is starting with your feelings and your needs. That's the antidote to to criticism. Is I feel this and I need this, and you know, you would be surprised at the number of people, probably 70% of people, when you ask them, can you state a feeling and a need right there? They can't do that. And what they do instead is, I feel that he's a jerk. And that's not a feeling, right? That's not a feeling. So I've noticed that a lot just culturally in conversation. People, I feel like this, I feel like that, but they're not actually saying what do they feel. So that, that really is going to go a long way in preventing some of this from, you know, taking shape in a more toxic direction. Just getting comfortable with your own feelings, right? Before you can get comfortable in noticing someone else's.
That's so much of what relating is, obviously. But I'm just thinking, as you say that, is we're throwing our feelings at this other person in our life, when the reality is, most of the time, a lot of the time, it's the relationship with ourselves that we need to start to analyze. And it's not that our partner can't trigger us or do things that upset us, but oftentimes, if we're in a healthy relationship and not with someone that's narcissistic, oftentimes it's a wound from childhood. And so we feel these triggers, and rather than processing it, we lash out at our partner, we have a nasty tone. It really, that's the beauty of relationships, is it's a reflection back to ourselves. And so taking that time, that pause to understand our feelings and our needs. It's not to say that we can't have needs, and then calmly in an adult manner communicating with our partner. And it's all easier said than done. We're not taught these things. And a lot of times it can be tricky, and we're learning. That's the process here. And you've given a great outline for some things that we can think about when we go into our next conflict. Before we wrap up, Stephanie, are there any things that we maybe skipped over or something you want to emphasize before we say goodbye?
Yeah. So, right. I think just the part on the needs, right? So it's the summarizing and understanding your feelings, your partner's feelings, and then your needs. You asked a really good question about how do I know if it's something that I should bring up or not? And maybe another way to think about that might be, can you think about what you really need differently, right? So anytime we're irritated with someone, it's usually because there's some sort of unmet need. And it might not immediately be evident to us in the cloud of our own irritation what that need is, but it can become a good meditation in the moment if we, try to consider what is it. What's going to get me to yes? What's going to help me feel better? So finding the solution and presenting our feeling along with what we need is going to really be a game changer for a lot of these conflicts.
I love it. Well, lots for us to think about and continue to apply to our relationships. That's the process. That's the beauty here. And
yeah, thank you so much. It's been so nice to talk with you. And you have such a nice, a thorough and sensitive way of interviewing. So thank you for making it such a nice experience.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online?
Absolutely. So the Counseling and Wellness Center of Pittsburgh, we have a lot of resources for couples. You can, so it's www.counselingwellnesspgh.com. We have all the social media that you might want to see. We're also doing something really cool for August. There is going to be a nervous system reset, and that's absolutely free. So if you want to take part in a 21-day challenge to help reset your nervous system and learn some more tools to stay calm in your relationship and beyond, then please check us out and hope to hear from you.
Thank you, Stephanie. We'll have those links in our show notes and on our website. And thanks for taking the time to come on the show today.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest, as well as any of their recommendations, will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day Happy Couple Challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.